The Saskatchewan Water Security Agency has continued a high stream flow advisory for the Churchill River system. Officials say high levels are moving down the Beaver River, leading to increasing flows below Green Lake. Peak flows are expected in the Beauval area in early July. In the Isle of Crosse region, the peak is expected in mid-July. Some high water levels on the system could reach record levels last seen in 1974. The SPSA has been working with communities at risk on flood mitigation measures. Lac La Ronge remains at elevated levels, but officials say it appears the lake is near peak. The mother of an Indigenous man who died as a result of a vehicle chase with Saskatoon police 4 years ago says there was never any doubt in her mind officers involved used much more force than necessary. 22-year-old Jordan LaFawn died after the stolen truck he was a passenger in crashed following a high-speed chase with Saskatoon police in October 2016. A recently released report by the Saskatchewan Public Complaints Commission says one of the officers involved used excessive force while taking LaFawn into custody. Charmaine Drever says she has believed this was the case all along.
They hurt him badly. There was no intention. There was no reason to do that. I felt that strongly right from the start.
During the coroner's inquest into LaFawn's death in June 2018, the jury heard police kneed him in the head as many as four times. LaFawn was lying face down at the time. Fewer people are being held behind bars in Saskatchewan in an attempt to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in correctional centers. The number of inmates in the province has dropped by 30% since a state of emergency was declared to deal with the pandemic. Officials say that many inmates are being managed in the community instead. The government says the number of inmates in correctional centers dropped to a record low of 1,452 in May. That's down from a record high of 2,083 2 months earlier. A passenger on a Transwest Air flight to Fond du Lac Wednesday night has tested negative for COVID-19. It was believed the passenger may have contracted the virus, and other passengers were sent into self-isolation in Prince Albert and Saskatoon. According to the Facebook page Fond du Lac Emergency COVID-19, no one on the flight is now an immediate health risk. Three new cases of COVID-19 were reported by the province yesterday. Two of the new cases are in the far north and one is in the Saskatoon region. Five more people have recovered, and the number of active cases of COVID-19 in the province is now listed at 98. Saskatchewan is accusing Ottawa of not providing equal support for tourism sectors across Canada. The province is taking issue with the $46 million announced for Atlantic Canada and Quebec. Minister of Parks, Culture and Sport, Jean Makowski, says tour operators here are hurting just as much as those in eastern Canada.
I think we're getting shortchanged here in the west, particularly in Saskatchewan. We'd like to see, I'm fine with Quebec or the Atlantic provinces getting that funding. We'd like to see similar treatment.
The federal government says there's more support coming for the four western provinces, and they'll be receiving more than $300 million through a relief fund. The president of the Canadian Museum for Human Rights in Winnipeg has resigned. The museum's board of trustees says John Young has agreed that it's in the best interest of the museum. It follows recent allegations of systemic racism, discrimination, and claims of sexual harassment. The board says it'll work to improve relationships with staff who have been let down, particularly Indigenous and Black communities. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney says he fundamentally disagrees with comments from his speech writer questioning the severity of the impact of residential schools on Indigenous peoples. But Kenney is resisting opposition demands to fire Paul Bunner. Opposition NDP leader Rachel Notley says that's not good enough.
The premier must address the profoundly racist views of his speechwriter, who called the residential school's experience of Indigenous people a, quote, bogus genocide story, end quote. Mr. Speaker, thousands of children were killed and generations were traumatized.
Bunner was hired by Kenny last year. He made the comments in an online article he wrote 7 years ago. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the federal government won't need any big tax increases to pay for pandemic emergency programs. Trudeau says Canada's low debt-to-GDP ratio before the pandemic, along with federal measures to help the economy, will leave the government in good fiscal shape.
We're not worried about having to raise massive amounts of money through taxes. We know that as the economy gets back to more normal with low interest rates, we're going to be able to handle the increased debt burden without asking, you know, citizens to cough up some of more of their money or companies.
Trudeau made the comments last night during the online Collision Tech conference. And Indigenous and other racialized Canadians have been shaping the country's history and culture for centuries, but a new poll suggests most Canadians don't know much about that.
Historica Canada asked 1,000 people a series of 24 questions aimed at determining their knowledge on a range of issues. Only 16% could pass the quiz. The poll found survey participants generally knew the least about figures from Indigenous or other racialized backgrounds, with the exception of civil rights crusader Viola Desmond. Less than 6% recognized figures such as Indigenous filmmakers and human rights activists, or the first RCMP officer to wear a turban. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.